So Memala from the Bay is going back to the din of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah made a distinction between the Mizbeach HaChitzen, the Dama Nitna Mizbeach HaChitzen, and the Dama Nitna Mizbeach HaPnimi. So that's what we spent all these drushes on. The Mizbeach HaChitzen Matona Achas Kippel. And Mizbeach, even once you do one Matona, it's Kippel. And Mizbeach HaPnimi, all the Hazoyos HaMakif. We went to where you know it from, how you learn it, where you know it from. But then the Mishnah went into a side issue, which was Pigul. Because this impacts Pigul. Because in order for Pigul to activate, you need that it was Korvu Kol Matirov. Right? We know that in order for Pigul to activate, so if somebody has a Machsheves Pigul, and then after the Machsheves Pigul, they apostle one of the other avoiders till Zrikas Dam, including Zrikas Dam, so the pigul doesn't affect the carbon. Obviously, the carbon's apostle. It's no different than any carbon apostle. It doesn't have the shame pigul as far as chorus and as far as everything else. So, what's called carvo kol matirav? What's called that the carbon completed itself? So what the Mishnah basically said was that Mizbeach HaChitzen one matana, that's called completion, which would mean that if somebody had a Machsheves Pigul and he did one Zrika, so Pigul now is completed. Even though the rest of the Zrikas, they had other Psulim going on, it wouldn't make a difference. The Pigul is still solidified because all you need is one Zrika. Right? Whereas, if you hold that, like the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where all the Hazois are Ma'akev, so until you complete all of those Hazois in a proper way, the Pigul doesn't impact the carbon. So that the Mishnah, the Sugya now is zeroing in on that din of the Mishnah, because that din impacts Pigul B'chlal. Meaning, Pigul needs to be, normally Pigul has to be a matir, right? It has to be a complete matir, like Shechita, Kabbalah, Zrika. Chatzi matir, is machlekes of Mefaglin b'chatzi matir. We discussed this in the first parak. Mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So the Gemara now is going into that concept of Mefaglin b'chatzi matir, because that obviously impacts our Mishnah. When our Mishnah says if you did one Zrika with a Machsheves Pigul, that attached. So that's where the Gemara is going with this. So the Gemara is Zokt, going to the din of the Mishnah, Lefikach, the Mishnah is going on the din of Mizbeach HaPnimi, that all the Hazois are Ma'akev, all the Nesinis on the Mizbeach Ma'akev, Im Nosan Kulam Kitiknon. This is the statement of the Mishnah. That if you did all of the Zrikas properly, but Acha, one of them not properly, so the Mishnah says it's Ein Bekaros. There's no Pigul. So now the Gemara is going into Chatzi Matir. Now by a Mincha, just in order to understand the next Sugi, by a Mincha there's two Matirim. There's a Koimetz and Levoina. Right? So notice by a Mincha, by a regular korban, the matir is the zrika. By a mincha, there's a koimetz, haktoras ha-koimetz, and haktoras ha-levoina. Both of them are required to be matir the mincha. So the Mishnah says over there, Tanan Hosom, pigel b'koimetz, if somebody would have a machsheves pigel by kmitze, v'loi b'levoina, but not by the levoina, or b'levoina v'loi b'koimetz, or they had a machsheves pigul by levoina, not by koimetz. So again, according to the chachamim, we'll see. Remeir oimer pigul. Remeir says it is pigul, because Remeir holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Remeir holds even a partial matir is sufficient to make pigul. V'chayavon al of course. V'chachamim oimer remain by koros. Chachamim say no. Ad she yefagil b'kol amad. So according to Chachamim, there is no pigul here till you mefagel in the entire matter. There's even, if you look at Tosfos, there's even a debate whether it's possible. Okay, Tosfos by us points this out. If you look at Tosfos, Divrei HaMashal Mimai, that, well, let's just finish this. Chachamim ain by koras achi yifagel b'chol matter. So simply on the surface, it sounds like there's a pigul machloikis. Whether, this is the way you have to learn it in Lumdus. Mefaglim b'chatzi matter. The question at hand is very simple. It is whether, what's the reason why pigul is only chal by a matter? Right, and we've discussed this in the first parak too, and they get another sukkah. One way to look at it is, pigul stands on its own. Meaning, pigul passels the carbon because of the machshava. Machshava's pigul passels the carbon. So at the end of the day, if somebody says, why is this carbon possible? It's because you had a machshava chutz l'zman. During the duration of the avodas ha-carbon. That's why it's possible. That's one way to look at pigul, how pigul works. So it's the machshava that's possible. If you recall, we had a discussion with a Rashba. The Gemara talks about kohanim shepiglu b'migdosh. Kohanim on mefagel korban, monetarily, do they owe the bailim money for the pigul? So there's a sugi in Bava Kama, there's a sugi in Gittin. If you say hezek sheni nikr shmei hezek, if you owe hezek sheni nikr shmei hezek, doesn't have to be visible. So then the chayiv, they have to compensate the bailim for the korban. If you hold the hezek sheni nikr lav shmei hezek, so then midaraisa the potter, even though they were mafagel the korban, the midaraisa potter. Midrabanan could be there's a knas, mezidim there's a knas, but the midaraisa the potter. Well, you're not chayiv chorus for the machshav. You don't even get malchus. It's a lav shem b'maisa. Yeah. So l'maisa, the bottom line is that. That the Rishonim, the Rashba specifically, are bothered. How is it shaykh to say that there should be a chiv mazik by pigul? You didn't do anything. In other words, the other examples of hezek sheni nikar, you take your friend's taharis, you metamei it. You're doing an action. You metamei it. So there, makes sense. There we're done with one question. Hezek sheni nikar. Yeah, hezek, not hezek. If it's a hezek, what was the act of the hezek? The contact. You went over, you were tomei. The contact is the hezek. The only issue, the only outstanding issue before we can decide that it's a hezek is whether there's another condition in Hilchos Nezikin that has to be visible. All the other boxes were checked. Meaning, you have a maisa hezek, you have a loss of money, everything is fits. The only thing lacking were menasech yenei shel chaver. Right? You took the wine, you poured it for avodah zarah. You did everything. You were makabei mishal meni. You did everything. The only thing missing is that the hezek is not visible to the naked eye. So then there's a question. Hezek sheni nikar shmei hezek. Hezek sheni nikar lav shmei hezek. But l'chor by mefaglin, there was no maisa hezek b'chlal. We'll get to this week in a minute. There was no ma'aseh hezek at all. There was a machshava. There's no makah behemah here. You could say that your machshava was gerem. Through your machshava, maybe you could call it a gromah. You were gerem that the other person had a loss. Meaning, we're many steps away from the zikin. So why does the Gemara only entertain the issue of hezek sheni nikar? There's no hezek here b'chlal. That's the Rashba's horror.
What is the balance of the coin is mafagel? Does he have to bring another?
Of course he has to bring another carbon. Of course. It's 10,000 times worse than a regular carbon that's shaloi lishma. Loyolo lebailim lo shem choyva. Right? A regular carbon that's kosher. Still the bailim have to bring another one. By pigul, of course the bailim have to bring another one. Right? So the bottom line is that the Rashba says a very fascinating teretz. He seems to, in his teretz, he seems to be saying that it's the avoida that's the ma'aseh hezek. Meaning, it's the Yidl Yerushalayim says, the Zrika or the Shechita, because the Pigul is Misyaches to the Avoida. So it's not that the thought. It's not just the thought in the abstract. It's the action. Meaning, he spritzed blood with a Machshavas Pigul. So the ends up that the Maka Behema element, the Mazik element, was the Avoida. You did an Avoida with a Machshavas Pigul. The Avoida is, just like, let's say, Sheikhet L'Avoida Zara. So now the corp, now the animal becomes treif. Right? I'm talking about Behemoth Chulun. Behemoth Chulun. Shechted for Avoida Zara. So what was the Maaseh Ezek? The shechting it. Even though the Avoida Zara was in your mind, it's true. But the Shechitas. Same thing by Pigul. Now this issue, what the Rashba is bringing up, is not so simple. Because the flip side is we had a Gemara earlier on Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara said Pigul is a lav shein by Maaseh. Now, if you learn that the Avoida is the Avera, is the Pigul, so then it should be a lav sheyesh by Maaseh. Okay? Just like last week's parasha, Hashbosos Melech, if you don't put salt on a carbon, Chayv Malkas. So the Achronim ask. It's a lav shein b'maisa. You just left out the salt. You didn't do a maisa. Why you chayv malchus? So the teretz they all give. The avoida without melach. So now the avoida is it. So really, according to the Rashba, one can analyze that the pigul is also the same issue. Meaning, if you're telling me that the pigul is in the avoida, all I'm telling you is, you can't learn the Rashba simple. The simple explanation of the Rashba is, Pigul is not really Machshava. Pigul is an Avoida with a bad Machshava. But it's the bad Machshava is attached to the Avoida. I'm saying, that would be the simple. But you can't learn the Rashba that way, because if you learn the Rashba that way, it would be similar to Hashbosas Melach. And the Gemara wouldn't be able to call Pigul Lav Shem B'Mais. Should be a lav sheyesh b'mais.
So obviously, you have to switch the order. Bad machshava, just mais.
It's different cases because here you did an act without the soul, so part of the act was missing something. Here, there's nothing physically missing.
True.
Except pigle. So it's different.
In as much that we say that the isser of pigle is the avoida, so then we do have a physical thing. The Avoida. The Avoida is the physical thing. The Shechta.
The
Lav
is the Machshava.
Yeah.
The Lav is the Machshava.
So Al Korchoch, you have to say that there's a Bavakama rationale and there's an Isavaheta rationale. And in Bavakama, for Bavakama purposes, it's sufficient to say that we attach your Machshava to an event. That's enough to be called a mazik, provided that hezek sheni nikar is shmei hezek. That's what the Rashba means. What I'm saying is that for iser v'heter, it doesn't work that way, because if it would work that way by pigul, then it should be called a lav sheyesh by mais. Getting back to David, what you were saying, al kochach, you have to say that by pigul, the avera always remains the machshav, not the mais. Because if you're going to tell me that the Avera is the Maisa with such a Machshava, then it should be a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Terence says no. The Avera of Pigul is the Machshava. Even after the Rashba, where the Rashba is giving rationale why in Bavakama it would be called a Mazik, his rationale is only in Bavakama. He's agreeing that from an Isra standpoint, we don't look at it like Hashbosos Melech. We don't look at it like the Isra is that you did an Avoida without soul. We look at the Isser as the Machshava. It has to be. So now that we establish that the Isser is the Machshava. But it is a Machshava that attaches to Avoida, like the Rashba is saying, because otherwise there wouldn't even be Shaila of Bava Kama. Right? So it's sort of a hybrid. Pigul is a hybrid. On the one hand, it's an Isser Machshava. On the other hand, the Isser Machshava attaches to a Maisa. The Haraya, it qualifies for Maisa Hezek. It may not qualify to be liable, because Hezek Sheni Nikolav Shmei Hezek, but it qualifies to be a Maisa Hezek. Which means that Pigel is a mixture of Machshava. The Haveri is the Machshava. But it does have a connection to the Avoida. So now that that's established, now we could really have a Chakira. And the Chakira could be this, that Pigel has to be done by a Mater. What's a Mater? Anything which is Mater, something else. Shchit is Mater, the Dab. Kabbalah is Mater, the Zrika, right? V'choheina, v'choheina. The Zrika is Mater, the Basar and the Emurim. So this, that Pigel has to be during a Mater. There are now two ways to understand it. One way, the emphasis is the Machshava. The only thing is, a Machshava that's not happening during the Matir, right, doesn't register. It's not called during the carbon. During the carbon means during a Matir. So it's not that the Matir is making it into Pigel. The Machshava is making it into Pigel. But as we said, the Machshava has to be during something to do with the carbon. So the duration, we'll call it during the activity of the carbon, the active part of the carbon. The active part of the carbon is during the Matir. So it comes out, that's one way. And the other way to look at it is no. Pigel has to attach itself to an action. It's the action, really, that's mefagel the carbon. It's an action that makes the carbon possible. Although the aver is the machshava. It's the action that makes it possible. And mamela, you need it. The action has to be an action. An action, only a matter is an action to make a carbon possible. So the two ways sound similar, but they're not similar at all. Not similar at all. One way is that the machshava in isolation is what's making the carbon possible. Happens to be that the machshava requires that it should be in the duration of an active part of the carbon. Okay? The other way to learn is no. It's the action that you're doing during this machshava spiegel that's making the carbon possible. So it's really the action. It's the avoid that's making the carbon possible. No, because that's what I'm trying to say. The isra is the machshava. There's an Isra and there's a Chalois. You understand? There's an Isra and a Chalois. In order for it to be Lav Sheish, but Maisa has to be that the Avera is the Maisa. Not that the Chalois Pigul is Chal. You know what I'm saying? In other words, let's go to a regular case. A guy has a Machshevis Pigul, and then he doesn't do the rest of the Avodas Kilchos. He's not Makrav Kol Matir of Kilchos. So now Pigul doesn't enact, right? He's still alive in the love of Pigul. The love of being Mechash and Machshavas Pigul. He's still alive. Just doesn't become cause. It doesn't become cause. What I'm telling you is, Pigul has two elements. Pigul has the Avera that you're doing. The Loyeh Choshev. And Pigul has the Chalois, which is that once you have a Machshavas Pigul and the carbon completes itself, doesn't even have to be you, David. You could have Ruvein HaKoyen shechted with a Machshavas Pigul. Shimon, his buddy, finished the rest of the Avodah innocently. He didn't know it was a carbon pigul. Innocently. Now, Ruvein's Lo Yechashev makes the carbon chorus. Pigul V'yesh B'chorus. Now, if Shimon doesn't finish the Avodah, or the blood spills out, or whatever, Pigul doesn't enact. Ruvein was still over Lo Yechashev. Ruvein was still over the Lav. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. That the Rashba, who says that in Bava Kama, when we say Kohanim Shepiglu, we have a Shaila whether they're Chayiv or not. If Yod Hezek Sheni Nikah Shmei Hezek or not. Right? The reason why they would be Chayiv is not because they did an Avera. It's because they passed the Korb. It's because they made it into Piglu. Not because they had a machshav. They did something wrong. They did an Aveira. So they're isolated from each other. The Rosh was saying that the way Pigel works, it's connected to the Ma'is Avodah that you're doing, and that's why there is an element of Makah Behema. There's an element of Mazik here. But the Aveira remains the Machshava. The Aveira remains the thought that you had, the Machshava Spiegel that you had. Right? And that's always Lav Sheim B'Maisa. That's why it's not called a Lav Sheim B'Maisa. But now the question is, in the Chaloy Spiegel, we know that there's a requirement in order for Pigel to be Chal, you have to have that Machshava during the matter of the Korban. Shechita, Kabbalah, Zrika. The question now is, why? Is it because in order to activate Pigel, you need an Avoida, a Mater, to activate Pigel? It's an activation issue. Or is it nothing more than in order for the Machshava to create a Chaloy Spiegel, it has to be during Avoidus, active Avoidus of the Korban? There's a tremendous difference between the two. Chatzi Mater. I'm just trying to give you the lumdus of Chatzi Mater. If you learn that it's the Avoida that's making the Pigel, enacting the Chaloy Spiegel, so it's got to be a complete Avoida. Because otherwise, that Avoida can't make Pigel. It's not a whole Avoida. Half Avoida is not an Avoida. Right? But if it's a duration issue, right? So now, I did a complete, let's give the case of Koymitz and Levoina. I was mocked at a Koymitz, I was mocked at a Levoina. In retrospect, the matter started with the Koymitz and ended with the Levoina. It was all part of the matter. So the duration is the whole time. The duration is the whole time from the Koymitz until the end of the Levoina. The same thing by Zrika. If there's 11 Hazois, right? Even if they're all ma'ak of each other, the matter starts by Hazor number 1 and ends by Hazor number 11. So now, if the Pigel, what's making it Pigel, is the matir, then you would require the Machshava Spiegel the whole time. Because otherwise, the Pigel doesn't have the potency. What's making the Korban possible is the matir, the Pigel matir. And you don't have a Pigel matir. Instead, you don't have a Pigel matir. Because you only have a partial Pigel matir. So there's no potency to make it Pigel. Whereas, if the Pigel, the way it makes the Chaloy's Pigel is the Machshava makes the Pigel. It's just that in order for that Machshava to register, it has to be during the Mater, so the Chatzi Mater is also good. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Avada. It has to be, not only it has to be during a Mater. Has to be during a matter, but the two ways to look at it is, that's what I'm saying, once we chap, that Pigel has two elements here. There's the Machshav element and there's the Avoid element. And they plug into each other. So we know for Isser, they don't plug into each other. For Bava Kama, they do plug into each other. Now the question is, Chaloy Spiegel. Chaloy Spiegel, how much are these two intertwined? So I'm explaining to you. If you learn that what's making the Chaloy Spiegel is the matir, then you need the whole matir. Half a matir is not a matir. There's no machloikis if a chatzi matir is a matir. Chatzi matir is as much of a matir as a zero matir. It's not a matir. But if you learn that the machshava is what's making the Spiegel, it's just a machshava that you have not during the matter is ignored. So long that the machshava that I had was during the matter, that's sufficient. That explains the machlekes. If mefaglim b'chatzim matter, or in mefaglim b'chatzim matter, that explains the distinction between the two. That it's two different ways of looking at the pigul. So now the Gemara is saying like this. Zok the Gemara. So it sounds like this is a machlokes. Reb Meir Oimer, Pigul Vachayav and Olav Koros, because he holds the Machshav is the Iker. And the Machshav just has to register during the time of Avodah and during the Chatzim Matar, that's part of the Avodah. So it registers. That's Pshat in Reb Meir. The Chachomim Oimer by Koros, that she fagel b'chol ha-matia. The Pshat in the Chachomim is that the Chachomim hold, it's the Matir that's the Mefagel, not the Machshav. Just like the Rashba saying in Uchaz Bava Kama, it works that way. It's the matter that's being mafagel, and therefore you need a complete matter. Says the Gemara, so that would be the simple way to learn. Omar Avshim ben Lokish, nay. He says, no, don't make that mistake. Avada, even Reb Meir agrees that the matter is the mafagel, not the machshava. You need the whole matter. And even a mayor would agree, Chatzi Matar is not a mafagel. Even he would agree. But what? Loi teima time in the mayor the Kosova, mafaglin b'chatzi matar. Don't make that mistake. Of course not. Elo zoktel, re mayor holds ocho me yaskinon shenosan hakoimitz b'machshove, v'lovoyne b'shtike. Comes out that the Machloikis Reb Meir and Rabbanan has nothing, L'chora, with a big capital Lamed, nothing to do with Pigul. Simply, you learn, there's a Pigul Machloikis. Reb Meir holds that the Mefagel is the Machshava, and the Matar is just a time period when you could be Mefagel, and therefore Chatzim Matar is enough, and the Chachamim argue, and hold no. The Matar is the Mefagel, you need a complete Matar. He's saying no. Seems to be saying that the machloikas of Meir and the Chachomim is not whether mefaglin b'chatzi matar. Machloikas of Meir and the Chachomim is whether we say kolo ois al das rishoyne hois. Which means, once you already had a machshavas pigul by the koimetz, so we say your mindset is with that machshav. Even though you didn't actually have it, in din, there's such a thing we had in the beginning of Zvachim, where you can trigger a din machshav. Meaning, like a kol ois al das rishoyne hois. What does that even mean? Ask the guy, what are you thinking? What does it mean? It means that in aloha, there's such a thing that you have a mindset, and until you reverse that mindset still prevails. Still, halachically it continues. Even if you weren't actively thinking. In Aloha, whatever Machshava does, it continues to do. So Reb Meir holds, Koloi Saldas Rishoyna was. So Meir, according to Reb Meir, the reason why he holds the Mefaglin B'chatzi Matar is not because he holds you don't need the Matar to be Mefaglin. Avada, you need the Matar to be Mefaglin, you need the whole Matar to be Mefaglin. And we have a Klemetz and a Levaina, you need both of them. The only thing is, once you had a Machshava Shalai, on the koimetz, and you didn't reverse course, that continues. That machshava continues. So l'chayra, what he's saying, l'chayra, is that there's no machloikas for Meir and the Rabbanan in the lumdus of Pigul. It's machloikas in uchus machshava. L'chayra, but we're not going to come out this way. But that's the way, would be, on the surface, that would be the way to learn the sugya. Now the reason why that impacts our whole sugya, because assuming that that's the case, so then by Zrika, if somebody had, everybody would agree. If somebody had a Zrika, right, a Zrika Lishma, the first Hazor, and then he would have many Hazois, Shaloi Lishma, even according to Reb Meir, won't be Pigul. Because Reb Meir would, according to Reish Lakish, the only time there's a Machloikis Reb Meir and the Chachamim is where you set a precedent of Pigul. Reb Meir holds that once you set the precedent of Pigul, it continues, unless you reverse course. And the Chachamim will know you need active machshav, right? But that would mean that there really is no machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim in a case where you either didn't start with a machshav as Pigul, and or you had another active machshava during the rest of the matter. No, you yourself. I'm not going to third person. Because it depends on how you learn al das rishon. That's all. Right now I don't want to go there yet, but you're right.
How does it work the other way, though? Once he has a good machshava, he should be able to switch it.
Everybody agrees you could switch a machshava. The question is, if you don't, what happens? Everybody agrees that you're in power of your machshava. There's no machlokes. Of course you can. Of course you can. From now on, I could do a half a matter with a machshava spiegel. Well, what the Shulchan is saying is that even the mayor would agree. A, if you first had a good machshava, then a machshava spiegel. On the latter half of the matter. Or you had a machshava spiegel the first half, and the second half you consciously had a machshava, not a machshava spiegel. Then it wouldn't be pigel. Even a koid remeh. Chachomim, all you need a whole matter. There's nothing to talk about. We're saying is that Reish Lakish is saying that even Reb Meir agrees to the Chachomim that you need a whole matter. The only thing is Reb Meir holds if you set in motion Machshev Espigel, you don't reverse it, so it's considered the whole thing is Machshev Espigel. So now that brings us to our Mishnah. So he says, now the reason why I'm saying it's only L'chayra, the whole thing is L'chayra, everything is L'chayra, is because Tosfos in Menachos says clearly, seems to be that everybody agrees that if you have a half a kavana, meaning, let's say, half a koimetz, machshav is pigul. Not even a whole koimetz. He's machashiv on a half a koimetz. Seems to be even Rameir agrees. Seems to be even Rameir agrees. Even Rameir agrees you need a whole avodah, you just don't need a whole matir. You understand? So Tosfos says this beferis. Let me just get you. By the way, I would want Oilin to go into this Tosfos for next week. It's Tezayin Amar Aleph. Let me just get you the Tosfos. Yeah. Tezayin Amar Aleph Tevri Amaschel Bein Barishayin. So Tosfos says clearly that anything half, meaning any incomplete avoida, there's no pickle. Even according to Reb Meir. Even according to Reb Meir, you chap what I'm saying? So in other words, chatzi matah would be one hazor. What would be about a half hazor? Half hazor. Half hazor machshev espigel, half hazor not machshev espigel. Right? What would be that loch? Or you shecht half a shechit machshev espigel, half shechit not machshev espigel. Then there would be no, even according to Reb Meir, there's no mefaglin because you need a whole avoida. So obviously the elephant in the room here is, according to Reish Lakish, why? Why? According Bishleim, if you learn, there's a lumdus shemachloikis between the mayor and the chachamim, like we explained, that during the matter, that's called during the duration of the carbon. Not during the matter is not the duration of the carbon. So therefore, mayor holds mefaglin b'chatzi matter. So then you can arguably say, in order for it to be called the duration of the carbon, has to be at least a whole avoida. Half avoida is nothing. Right? But if you learned where Reish Lakish is saying, that there's no real machloikis between Reb Meir and the Rabbanon and Chatzi Matar. They're arguing about whether when you start a thought process and you don't reverse course, whether it continues. So who cares if it's a whole koimetz, a half a koimetz, a whole shechita? It's only a way of setting a mindset. It's not, there's no lamdus here. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is happening with this mindset anyway. The way we were learning originally, which is the simple way to learn, that Reb Meir and the Chachamim have a significant machlokes, how pigul works. The Chachamim hold, the matter is the mefakel, like the Rashba Lagabi Bava Kama. The matter is the mefakel. Therefore, you need a whole matter. According to Reb Meir, it's the machshava that's the mefakel. You just have to have the machshava during the matter. So you don't need a whole matter. You can have part of a matter. So then we understand. Well, it still has to be during a whole avodah. Otherwise, it's not called during the duration of the korban. But now the Reish Lakish is saying that even Reb Meir agrees that you need a whole matter. You understand? You need a whole matter. And the issue is, you just, according to Reb Meir, you're putting your mindset in motion. And now we say that the mindset continued throughout. So now who cares how much, what part of the avoda you put that mindset in? I put it during the koimitz. The truth is, by koimitz it's also zero. The reason why it works according to Rami by koimitz is because we say the mindset that you started by the koimitz continued during the levana. Right? The mindset that you put into motion during the koimitz went into the levana too. Right? That's the only reason why according to Rami it's pigel, according to Rish Lakish. So then, who cares if you did it during the koimitz or during the first half of the koimitz? It should make no difference. It's only a mindset. Zev is saying there's three dinim. Right? Three dinim, not two dinim. You're brisker on steroids. Meaning, the Torah only told us machshava. There's no extra psukim here. There's no extra psukim. The Torah said there's such a thing as machshava as pigul. We understood that there are two ways to look at it. Either it's the machshava that makes the pigul, in which case you don't need the whole matter. You just need during the matter. That's enough. Or it's the matter that makes the pigul, and then you need the whole matter, otherwise it's nothing. Comes Rish Lakish, he says, no, you're making a mistake. You need the whole matter. So if that's the case, the machshava during a half a matter should be zero. It's true, it is zero. But, we don't look at it that way. We look at it once a person starts thinking, his mindset stays there. Right? So then, who cares if you did a chatzi matter or a quarter of a matter? It's anyway not the matter that's activating now. It's just that I started, it's how I start thinking that continues. So Rav Meir holds that a half a matter is also nothing. But it's not chal. It's not chal. The whole point of Rish Lakish is that a machshava on a chatzi matter is not chal.
Right, it's going to grow to the rest of the
matter. It's not chal. It's going to not grow. It's going to continue. There's a big difference between growth and continue. Growth means something was chal and it grows. It's not chal. Rish Lakish is saying that even Reb Meir agrees that a machshava pigul on a chatzi matter does not work. The only thing is, we say that since you started thinking that way, we look at it as though you continue to think that way throughout. So on that, from that frame of mind, there should be no difference between a half or a quarter. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, well, you have to at least have a kazayas.
There's no kazayas.
I'm using the dim kazayas. It has to have something to start with that to germinate forward.
A thought is a thought. I mean, see, this is why I have to take issue with what you're saying. Because I get what the Chachamim are saying. And I get the way I understood Rav Meir told Rish Lakish. The Chachamim say, Machshava, in order for Machshava to work, it has to be on the whole matter, because the matter is what's making it people. I get the way I understood Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, no. The Machshava alone makes people. Right? But now Rish Lakish is saying, no. Rav Meir agrees to the Chachamim that you need a whole machsheves pigul. And the only thing, it's not even a lomdish machlekes. It seems to be a practical shaila. Reb Meir holds that once you start thinking, it's not halachic. Once you start thinking, al das v'shoina was. So nothing is chal till the end. All I did was I put a machsheva into motion. So then why do I need it to be chal on anything? It's anyway not chal on anything. What I'm trying to tell you is, Lizer, When you think about a kazayas, it's not chal a kazayas anyway either.
I agree.
It's chal nothing. That's what I'm saying. I know, but I'm saying I don't hear that. I hear it so long that you tell me that according to Reb Meir, a chatzi matter is chal. So you say, you know what? A machshava can only be chal on a whole avodah. Machshava can't be chal on a half avodah. Machshava can only be chal on a whole avoda. Matter you don't need, but avoda you do need. That's the only difference between a koimetz and a half a koimetz. Is that a koimetz is a whole avoda, and a half a koimetz is not a whole avoda. I understand that. But that's so long that you're saying that the pigel is chal. But so long that you say, you know what, Rav Meir also agrees. Pigel's not chal. It's only, you're starting to think. And once you start to think, unless you reverse course, we say you went with that machshav.
But it has to be a thought that's large enough to be measured, so to speak. There are things in halacha that exist, but since they're too small to be measured, we don't need to
start. But Yossi, what I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to tell you is, we're anyway not measuring yet. According to Reish Lakish, we're not measuring anything now. Because right now, Reish Lakish is saying right now, nothing happened. Nothing. That's why, if after you did the koimetz, he said, you know what, forget this whole pigle thing. Lavoina, not doing pigle. It's okay. You know what we're going to say then? Nothing happened. We're not going to say, we measured out a complete koimetz. We're not going to say nothing happened. That's the whole point of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is saying, the truth is, in essence, nothing happened yet. The only thing is, if you don't reverse course, we're going to start measuring after the Levina. After the Levina, we're going to take out our tape measure. Look, we got a complete thing here. That's the whole point of Reish Lakish. The whole point of Reish Lakish is that what we have here is not measurable. Because a chatzi matter, we only measure in... The measuring stick only has matter lines, according to Reish Lakish. There's no... That's his whole point. That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, till Reish Lakish came into Beis Medrash, we thought that Reb Meir is saying, Pigel doesn't need a matter, it needs Avoida. Avoida is connected to a matter, it needs Avoida. So a whole Avoida makes Pigel. A whole Kmitza makes Pigel. A whole Avoida makes Pigel. Reish Lakish says, no. Reb Meir has the same tape measure as a Chacham. So according to Reb Meir, an Avoida is not Pigel language. Not Pigel language. It's only matter line. The measuring stick only has, you don't have those measuring sticks, the chaznish, the chabchaim noah. They actually made it. It only has, the lines on the measuring stick are only matirim. The only thing is, he says, once you have a machshava shalishma by the avoid, even though that doesn't register, it's okay, hold on, let's see how far he goes. He keeps on going, okay, now take out your measuring stick. Now you're busy. So it should make no difference then. This is not my kasha. Many of the achronim asked this kasha. And we ran out of time for today, but I would ask the oilam to please look up that Tosis in Menachos. Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph. Divrei HaMaschol Bein Barishon. There's also Brisker Rav over here. If you have extra time, right over here, there's a Brisker Rav, but that's the main. By you, there has to be a dollar number at the end here. What's he going? Yeah, where's he going?